With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Once again, the clock is ticking toward a potential government shutdown.
Government funding runs out at midnight Friday unless Congress can pass another temporary budget. To avoid a shutdown, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is proposing an unusual stopgap plan that includes a January budget extension for some agencies and a February extension for others. Democrats are slamming the idea. The White House called it a recipe for more chaos. And even a few Republicans don't support the plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Biden says the Israeli-Palestinian conflict cannot go back to the status quo before Hamas's brutal surprise attack on October 7th and Israel's devastating response in Gaza. But charting a new path in the region, even if Israel is successful at removing Hamas from Gaza, is going to require a change in the U.S. approach. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. is hosting the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Conference this week for the first time since 2011. Leaders from the 21-member APEC group, will gather in San Francisco to talk about how to better spur trade and economic growth across the Pacific region. But the main event will actually play out on the sidelines Wednesday when President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping meet face-to-face. Senator Bill Hagerty says China's well aware of America's missteps and miscalculations around the world.
But back to Xi Jinping, as you mentioned, he's watching this happen in Ukraine. He's seeing it break out in the Middle East. And as that happens, it's getting America more and more distracted. It's depleting our resources. It's making Taiwan more vulnerable as a result of that.
The Tennessee Republican was a guest on the Salem Radio Network. Combat training programs provided by Ukraine's allies are hitting major milestones as the war hits its second winter. This is SRN News. Score another win for religious freedom in Virginia.
Photographer Bob Updegrove does not have to work on gay weddings in violation of his Christian faith. So says a settlement between the Virginia photographer and the state in a legal battle over non-discrimination laws. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Updegrove and released a statement saying, quote, free speech is for everyone. As the Supreme Court recently affirmed, the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican has moved a step closer to embracing transgenderism after the Pope signed a statement saying it's permissible under certain circumstances for transgender people to be baptized as Catholics and to serve as godparents. The document says people living as the opposite sex can receive baptism under the same conditions as other Catholics, as long as it does not, quote, cause scandal or confusion. The National Conference of Catholic Bishops in the U.S., though, rejects transgenderism. It's SRN News. Air Force has a request for Congress.
The Air Force wants to restrict further construction of the towering wind turbines that have edged closer to its nuclear missile sites in Montana, Wyoming, North Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado. The underground silos share space on vast private farmlands with the turbines, which have grown in size and number as the country's energy needs have increased. But the turbines make it dangerous for military helicopter crews, which need to fly in low and fast when a side alarm triggers. The Air Force wants Congress to pass legislation to create a buffer zone of 2 nautical miles around each site. John Scott reporting.
Officials say Los Angeles motorists should expect traffic snarls as crews assess how much damage was caused by a weekend fire that closed major elevated interstate near downtown. Hazardous material teams removed burned material from underneath Interstate 10 Sunday for engineers. More at SRNNews.com.